The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlitz. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlitz.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another Speaking of Health. This is Dr. Michael Cudlitz. I'm a Kalamazoo chiropractor. That is to say, I'm a chiropractor in Kalamazoo, Michigan, the greatest city around. And every week I tell you it's the greatest city around because it's the only city I know of that if your children go to our public school when they graduate, they get a four-year paid scholarship to any college that they want to attend, any state college that they want to attend in Michigan. Great place to be, great place to go to school, great city all around, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Remember now, you can reach me at kcchealth@gmail.com and my website, kcchealth.net. And be sure to check our Facebook page and like us on Facebook at Speaking of Health and or Dr. Michael Cudlitz. So we have a real interesting show today. You know, throughout our shows, we talk about the health balance, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity. That's chiropractic care. And we apply it to us as human beings, recognizing that we are multidimensional, physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, and spiritual by nature, and that all of those levels have to be in balance if we are to be considered a healthy individual. The best way to do that is through the health balance, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, and spinal integrity or chiropractic care. Each week we address one of those and apply it to the world. And today we are applying spinal integrity, chiropractic care. I've got a great guest with me, a guest I've known a long time, someone I consider to be a good friend with me. And see, he's already in here. Goes all the way back to, I knew this is Dr. Edward Plentz, and Dr. Edward Plentz is an internationally known chiropractor around the world and the things that he does to help and promote chiropractic. And his big focus is on patient education as well as training doctors so that they can educate their patients so that people can get the optimal view of what our profession is about. And that's very important because too often people just think that we're talking about headaches or backaches or I don't need to see the chiropractor, I don't have a headache, I don't have a backache. My God, you send your children to a chiropractor? What's wrong with you? All of these false ideas. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be aware of the fact that chiropractic is the emerging new healthcare profession for the millennia that's coming up upon us now with this 21st century. This is the way healthcare will be 100 years from now. It will be chiropractic first, drug second, surgery and radiation last, simply because we're shifting from the failing disease treatment model into one of health treatment. And when we talk about health treatment, we can't talk about the absence of disease. We have to talk about the optimization of the human potential, the optimization of us as humans on the planet to become the very best we can become. Are you at your peak potential? Are you maximizing your soul's presence in the world? If you're not under chiropractic care, the chances are you may not be. So, with that introduction, in fact, let me tell you a little bit more about Dr. Plentz, because he is a highly educated, wonderful guy to get to know. But he's a Palmer School graduate, Palmer College of Chiropractic, the fountainhead of chiropractic as it's known. He's been in practice for over 20 years. He's a member of the Michigan State Chiropractic Society, now known as the Michigan Association of Chiropractors. And he's been an officer there, and he's a speaker in that as well, all over the country, up into Canada, on chiropractic health care. And he's been, gosh, an instructor for X number of years. He's not that old. I just checked my birth certificate, and it's expired, so you get an idea of how old I am. But the big thing is, he is the co-owner of the New Renaissance International, which educates doctors and patients all across the globe. And what I find interesting, and one of my favorite things, is Dr. Plentz is also one of the last certified firewalk instructors in the entire universe. He can show you how to walk across fire. And if you've never done a firewalk, oh, man, you're missing a great opportunity. So with that, I'm going to say, hello, Ed. How you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. And Dr. Mike, thanks for having me on your show today. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, you know, we've been touching base, trying to get on, make our dates match. And you're so darn busy. It's today's an interesting time that we've even been able to get today going.
Yeah, so, Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got interested in chiropractic? What made you want to become the man and chiropractor that you become?
You know, very interesting enough, my mother fractured her neck in a car accident when I was 4 years old. And I don't remember the accident, but I guess I was in with her in the car. But I do remember that when she had an emergency fusion, the medical profession, when they did it, they kind of fused a little wrong, and it was in what we call flexion, or angled forward a little bit, and it cut off the blood supply to her brain and her arms, and she wasn't paralyzed, but she had excruciating migraines. What I do remember that whole scenario was my mother sitting in the kitchen chair with this kind of archaic traction device over her neck, and I would put these nails in this coffee can to apply weight to take the pressure off her neck, until the color would come back, and she would look in my eyes and say, my nickname is Butch, and she would say, Butchie, I'm so sorry that mommy can't take care of you, I'm so sorry mommy hurts so bad, and it was just like freaked me out. Well, I remember my grandfather said, you know, you might as well take her to a chiropractor, heck, he can't hurt her, you know, she already has a broken neck, and we got to get something to get these headaches out of the way. Well, at the time, we had a cottage up here where I practiced in Irish Hills, Michigan, in Brooklyn, and we had to drive an hour one way to come up here. And I was four, so I tried to convince my mom I was young enough or old enough to stay home by myself. But I wasn't old enough to go to kindergarten yet. And at 46, I probably shouldn't be home by myself because I just get in trouble. So anyway, I had to make the trek with her up to Michigan. And I got to see this chiropractor turn her power back on and really change her life. And it was interesting, at 8 years old, 4 years later of coming up and on the weekends and coming to see this chiropractor, I had a dream to become a chiropractor, and I remember running down the steps saying, I'm going to be a crackle practor. I couldn't even say it right, but it was kind of a calling. And I worked in this gentleman's office, for a long period of time. And actually then, Dr. Mike, you bought the office. And that's how I met you, was when you took over, I think his name was Dr. Yeager at the time, wasn't it?
Dr. Drager, yeah.
Yep. And you took over the office, and I was kind of I was the town chiropractic mascot, I guess you'd say. And really, Dr. Cudless, Dr. Mike here on the show was one of the people who taught me chiropractic philosophy. It was interesting is before I went to Palmer College, it was like I knew why to become a chiropractor before I knew how to become a chiropractor. So that was pretty cool. I couldn't adjust or anything yet because I didn't go to school, but the philosophy and the reasoning behind how the mind functions and the nervous system integrates together, and it's a staple of all the body's functions, was just incredible to me. And so I went to Palmer College and graduated and came back and started in 91, actually January 92. And here's the frustrating thing. Because the general public's view of chiropractic is pretty limited, they think it's adult musculoskeletal only or symptom-based. I had this beautiful song in my heart that I was trying to get out because it's really for everybody. It's for children. It's for people who are symptomatic. It's for people who are asymptomatic. It's for people who have terminal things going on that, you know, I mean, if you have a spine and nervous system, you need to be adjusted. And here's the thing. I couldn't get this song that was in my heart to come out right. And I couldn't get the practice to grow to the level I wanted to. I wanted everybody in town to be under care. And that's when I got introduced to one of my other mentors, Dr. Joe Felicia, who is the original owner of Renaissance International, who now I'm a co-owner of the new Renaissance International. And it was kind of crazy. He taught me how to take this beautiful message, this passion I had in my heart, and line it up right, so it'd come out my mouth right, so people could get it. And it was incredible. And in this little town, now there's about 2,000 people in the town, but at the time there was 1,100 people, one blinking light, a couple other chiropractors. Built one of the biggest practices per capita in the world. And it was not the building of the practice, it was the ability to be able to communicate to people, because we have what people want. The general public just doesn't really know what it is we have to provide. And when I got to line that up, it was fabulous. And so my quest then became to educate other chiropractors to be able to do this in their towns, so that more people could really benefit from the joys of chiropractic care, both short-term and long-term. And what we were talking even before the show, you know, live in an optimal level of health, whatever that may be in that person's scenario. And that's really what my life's, I guess, mission is. My passion is, I really believe in healthier people equals a healthier planet. So the more healthier people we put in our community, the less bad things healthier people do. You get what I mean? I mean, they still do some bad things, I guess, but if they're healthier, you know, I never really heard of anybody say, man, I feel so good today, and then went home and abused their wife or kids or something, you know?
Yeah,
you don't
absolutely
really hear that. And so that's kind of been our quest with this, and we love to educate the people so they make the decision. See, that's what's the cool thing about our offices in Renaissance, is we want to communicate, educate, and inspire the individual to be able to understand what chiropractic is so they make the choices best for them.
I think that's real important because so often in the present healthcare now, as it's set up, people have very little choice. They go to these huge Taj Mahal religious institution places built on medical theory and undergo procedures that are extraordinarily dangerous. And when you look at the research, medical treatment's the number one cause of preventable death in the United States. We rank 37th in healthcare behind some third world countries. And everybody says we have the best health care in the world. And about the only thing you can say it's the best at is maybe emergency care. But once we get into chronic care, well, there it goes. Even the American Medical Association says they're number three as the cause of preventable death. And that's the best they can do to lower their levels. Dr. Gary Null will tell you they're number one. When we come back, we've got to take a break right now, but when we come back, let's move into a little more information about chiropractic and why it is, what your plan is, what your song is, and why it is that people actually can take control of their health, live the life they want, and enjoy it every step of the way. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. You're on Speaking of Health, and we'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Are you, a loved one, or someone you know living with a traumatic brain injury? For the latest cutting-edge information and services, tune in to Brain Train with host Gail Taylor. Our program will showcase the different services available for cognitive rehabilitation and behavior therapy, as well as talk with the professionals, families, and recipients of these services to keep you up to date on the latest developments. Brain Train can be heard live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hey, welcome back. Dr. Cudlis here. We're speaking with Dr. Edward Plentz, co-founder of the New Renaissance International, and also longtime chiropractor and friend of mine. And so, you know, we talk about healthcare all the time, and if you ask somebody, you ask 10 different people for their definition of healthcare, you'd probably get 10 different answers. Everybody has their own idea of what that is, and when you look at the healthcare fiasco that's going on in our country now, with everybody attacking it, you get an idea they really don't know what they're talking about except for their own definition. So, what is health? How do we start? Where do we go from there?
You know, it's funny. Every Tuesday night we give a talk at our office. It's free to the public to come and learn about what health is and what chiropractic is. And one of the definitions, some of the definitions we use is Dorland's Medical Dictionary states that true health is optimal physical, mental, and social well-being and not merely the absence of disease and infirmities. And we discussed that at the break. You know, it's optimal physical, mental, and social well-being. It, lack of symptoms or symptom control really have little to do with health, and people have to understand that because it's the optimal function that that person can be in that space and time is really where health comes from. But we don't end with that definition. Webster's Dictionary says that true health is a condition of wholeness, and this is kind of neat, a condition of wholeness in which all the organs are functioning 100% all the time. Now, it's funny, when I first read that, I said, man, there's kind of a health formula in there because a lot of our patients come to us, myself included, without all their organs. You know, so I had my tonsils taken out when I was 5 years old for some reason because it was supposed to make me healthy, right? People have had their gallbladders taken out, this type of stuff, and just by the definition, they can't be 100% healthy. But if you have 99% of their organs, you want them functioning 100%, don't you? So the first part of the formula is wholeness. So you got to have all your organs as best you can. The second part is time. So there's nothing we can do about the time that has passed before we knew what true health is. So we have to come to the key of true health, and that's function. And here's where we go to Grey's Anatomy. And this is, I love this one, because Grey's Anatomy, now not the TV show Grey's Anatomy, right?
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy, the book. Okay, that's important. Grey's Anatomy states that the purpose of the brain and nervous system, now listen to this, is to control and coordinate the function of all the cells, all the organs and all the systems of the body, and to adapt that person's body to the environment around it. So to me, I'm like, whoa, if this brain and nervous system does all that, whether you have 100% of your organs, you want that thing functioning because you want to keep all 100%. If you have 90% of your organs, unfortunately, because you had to have some things taken out, you want the rest of those organs functioning for the betterment of the whole so they can allow you to be as healthy as you possibly can. So if that brain and nervous system controls and coordinates all that, we want to protect it, we want to make it healthier, and we want to maintain it so that the person gets stronger as they get older instead of getting weaker because they didn't know how to take care of their nervous system, and they kind of die with a quality of life that they probably shouldn't have. You know, so it's important to understand the key is the function, which is the brain and nervous system controls and coordinates all that.
Yeah, I think it's important, too, to point out that research now is just catching up to that definition. And we have been so entrenched throughout, at least my life, with the idea that disease treatment is the key to health, that we've stopped looking at the other end. We've stopped asking, how healthy can we become? What's right. our optimal potential? And so people have a backache, they go get take the pain away, or they get high blood pressure. I always laugh when people say, well, I went to my medical doctor's, had my physical, he says I have high blood pressure. And I said, so what did he do? And he said, well, he gave me a prescription. And I said, well, how long do you have to take it before it fixes your high blood pressure? And they always look at me and go, what? Well, it's fixing your blood pressure, right? And, you know, then I say, oh, so you have to keep taking this blood pressure medication. It doesn't fix it. It just suppresses your blood pressure. Well, now the research is out that lowering your blood pressure, getting you down to optimal numbers, doesn't stop you from having a heart attack, doesn't cut down your chances of having a stroke, like we've been led to believe. And in fact, they have blood pressure medications that cause strokes. And one of the cholesterol medicines all cause strokes, not to mention they can give you diabetes. I mean, the medical treatment for things sounds like make work, so they can have another specialty treat you for another disease that the drugs they're giving you is going to give you. And it's just absolutely astonishing to me, because I'll point out, so you have to be on these for the rest of your life. Do you realize your doctor just made you a drug addict? And they don't think of it that way, because drug addicts are only associated with bad drugs.
Right.
They're not associated with every single drug you put in your mouth. And so we have a long ways to go with education. And there's a big deal that people just don't understand what health is. And I think you're pointing up some very, very important ideas. And we don't talk about becoming the best we can. We may pay lip service to that. But you look at somebody like Tony Robbins, or you look at somebody like Brendan Burchard, who are maximizing their lives by being in service to others, by maximizing their health as well, becoming the very best individuals they can become. Well, chiropractic offers that opportunity. You know, nobody has ever heard, and I can't believe this has not ever made national news, but when you're adjusted, whether you have symptoms or not, when you're adjusted, you raise the thiol levels in your body. The thiol levels repair DNA. Now, with all the big genetic hoopla about splicing genes and these magical genetic doctors, all they got to do is go to the chiropractor and get an adjustment, and the body does that automatically. So what are the benefits that we have for the public as chiropractors?
Well, here's the thing, you know. First of all, there's an interference to this nervous system that science has named the vertebral subluxation complex, and this is when the spine misaligns and causes malfunction of the nervous system, and if it's not corrected, can cause anywhere between slight damage, permanent damage, chronic damage, and it needs to be attended to. And that's what chiropractors are educated to do, is to find, locate, reduce, and stabilize and prevent subluxations in the body. And this is a misalignment of the spinal column, which is the very organ or the very system that protects the spine and nervous system. So it's important to understand that we have to have spinal integrity. But in our offices, we talk about three types of care. And the first is initial intensive care, or what I just really changed our new video series called condition-based care. And the reason I said that was in Dr. Pallas, my business partner in Renaissance, we did this, was because people are usually coming to us to address a symptom. And so we let them know that condition-based care is designed to address a symptom that a person comes in with, but not just take care of the symptom, get maximum healing of that condition. Then, if the person's educated properly, they'll graduate into what we call corrective care, or used to be called reconstructive care. And that sets the stage for prevention of that situation, of whatever they came in with. If it responded to chiropractic care, let's say it was migraines or asthma or something like that, we want to make sure we prevent it from coming back again, so that they know what got them well can keep them well. Then the third type of care, and the biggest part of our clinic, and this is just the most awesome thing when you see patients graduate into this, is wellness care. And that's when these people come in with no symptoms to stay healthy. And you know, it was funny, I was just talking with a couple patients, and I said, when you're coming to my office and you're feeling so great and you're functioning so well that you're wondering why you're still coming, that's when you're utilizing chiropractic to the fullest. Just like brushing your teeth, man. You don't wait till you get a cavity to brush your teeth, and you wouldn't only brush the tooth that had the cavity. That'd be kind of crazy, wouldn't it? And if you went to the dentist and they said, oh, hey, you got a clean bill of health, your teeth look great, you would not brush them and then come back 6 months later and wonder why you got a mouthful of cavities. We do that with our spines, though, and that frustrates me, and that's one of the reasons why we really work in education. Because the difference between the teeth and the spine, we can replace our teeth and we can't replace our spine. You never heard of a spine transplant, have you?
Yeah.
So we have to take care of that, and that's what we have to provide, is there's different levels of care. If the person's educated properly, they'll pick and choose what level. However, the optimal level is wellness, is maintaining that brain and nervous system in control and coordination with every cell and system in the body.
I think that's an important concept, and I think that's why we are the emerging healthcare system in the world, because we're talking about the other end of the process of health, of the health balance here. We're talking about optimizing who you are, being the best you can become, not just feeling good, but optimizing who you are. And I think that's a new era for people to think, and it's a shift in their consciousness from the idea of treating my disease to enhancing my health. And that's taking responsibility for themselves. And it's an open-ended question. How healthy do I want to be? Well, I want to be the best I can be, no matter who I am, where I'm at, or what I'm doing. And you bring up so many important parts about giving the people the choice. Well, that puts it back on them so that they have the opportunity to choose what's best for them. Now, we're coming up to a break again. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're on Speaking of Health. And keep listening, because we have some more profound philosophy for you. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here. We're talking with Dr. Edward Plentz of the New Renaissance. And on a break, we were talking about how do we get this additional information out about optimization of the human potential. And you mentioned a website. What was that? Again, give us a little information on that.
Yeah, it's called AMP Lifed, AMPLIFED.com. And it's pretty neat. Life University, which is now almost the biggest chiropractic college, they put together an informational site that the doctors and even patients, of course, can become part of this. And what's awesome is we can get massive amount of information out to everybody in one shot. And our goal is to have, 1,000 doctors with 20,000 patients. So if you do the math on that, it's like 20 million people at one time that this goes out to. And we're gaining on that right now. So we can have a bit of information. We click on it, and on our social media page, it shares with everybody. And it's an awesome thing to be able to stay in contact, especially for patients who are interested in knowing that there's choices and learning that there's choices about how to raise their children healthy naturally or even how to take control of their own health because, we were never taught this. We were never taught really what health was or really what choices we had. We only thought there was the medical paradigm, and when you start to learn there's something else out there, the first thing it does is causes confusion. And the more information that you can have daily, that's good information. This isn't like the bias stuff and from a company it's a nonprofit. There's no profit in this thing. It's just information that allows the person to be able to really look at health, their body, their family's health from a whole different perspective. And I'm excited about this because it's the first time in that I know of in America's existence, at least, that we have patients who are in what I call a gray area. Just 20 years ago, there was like all the patients were heavy under the medical paradigm, which meant whatever the American Medical Association or medical paradigm said, people almost did blindly, almost like a herd of sheep. Then you had the radicals who were doing other things like, hugging trees and doing stuff that we consider is all great now. You know, it's funny how green and all this stuff is all cool now, where people have been doing that forever since the 60s and 70s. But they were grasping on a natural way of health. And you didn't have a lot of people there, but you had enough to keep chiropractic and all these other holistic healthcare systems going. But right now there's a gray area, and that gray area is in between those two paradigms because parents are being fearful of what to do, especially with their children, because a lot of things happen with autism and different reasons why they're saying it's being caused. But basically it's fear, and they don't know what to do. And this is where education becomes the greatest, because if they stay in the gray area, they do nothing. And then when they get fearful, what are they going to go back to automatically? The only thing that they know the most of is the medical paradigm. If we spend some time and educate these people and bombard them with positive information about how their body can heal the same way the pharmaceutical companies do this about drugs, we can start educating them that there's a different way, and they'll feel comfortable about their choices. Instead of being that gray area, they'll come over into what I call the DC area, the doctor of chiropractic area, and they'll have a fundamental universal law, the integrity of the nervous system, working for themselves and their family. And what this does, and it is something I wanted to make this quote, because Dr. Mike, you said this, and I remember saying that, I remember hearing it, and I never forgot it. It was years ago when I was a teenager. If the public in the world would concentrate on making them the healthiest they possibly can be, no matter what they're going through, no matter what disease process, no matter what ailment, no matter what mental stress, divorce, losing a job, anything, if they're feeling the best they can, they're going to go through that better than they would have if they weren't being adjusted. And I think that's about the easiest way that you can explain what we're trying to do on a paradigm shift here, is put a bunch of people, what I call a bright light bulb. Man, I believe people are born to be 150 watts of just beautiful power and shining their light around the world. But when these things happen to their nervous system, it dims their light bulb. And just like a light bulb that's dimming, there's nothing I can cut out of the light bulb to make the light brighter, like your tonsils or gallbladder and that stuff. And there's nothing I can really put in the outside of the light bulb to make it brighter either. I have to turn the power on from where? And that's within. And so instead of having these dim light bulb people running around, we want to put as many of these bright light bulb people around. And when you put a bunch of these bright light bulb people around, it means their nervous system is in proper integrity. Then you add the nutrition and physical activity and positive mental attitude, man, you start to have a pretty cool place to live. And we start to be what we call an above-the-line society instead of a below-the-line society. I guess I got a little rant there on my...
No, that's... that's a vision that is so positive. Sometimes people look at that and go, it can't be, it can't get that good. We just can't do that. And that's because they're not hearing it enough. They're hearing so much divisive stuff around the world right now and seeing so much pathetic displays of honoring our fellow man that when we come in and start talking about positives, at first it's kind of, I can't believe that. That's not true. It can't be true. Oh, it is true. Really? I hadn't heard about that. I didn't know about that. My thiol levels go up. My DNA repairs itself. Geez, tell me a little more. You're absolutely right about educating to a new thought pattern. That is just so important for us to do. And gosh,
you know,
that's exciting. AmpedLife.com. Okay.
Yep. And, you know, it's funny. I use, in my seminars, I use a scenario, and it's pretty cool because it really lays it out there. And I know this is going out to the general public as well, as there are probably some doctors listening too, but a lot of times we'll be in a nice hotel teaching a seminar, and I'll say, you know, let's go up to the restaurant up there, and let's say there's 100 people in there. And if we were to ask that 100 people, do you go to a chiropractor, we can almost guarantee we know the statistics out of 100 of who would say yes or no. There'd be about anywhere between 95 to 96 of them to say no, and 4 to 6%, because that's what we take care of in the population, would say yes. Then if you were to ask them, do you go there whether you have a symptom or not? Do you go there, do you take your kids there? They would say, well, why would I do that? The kids don't have a bad back, and why would I go without symptoms? And so now you have this very short, small percentage that are utilizing chiropractic not for this optimal, but for just the first type of care we talked about, condition-based care, initial intensive care. So then what we'll do is we tell our audience, I said, what if we went back to that 100 people and just said, hey, would you want quality of life for the rest of your life for yourself and your family? Guess what every one of those people would say? They'd say, absolutely. We bridge the gap. At least our doctors do, and Dr. Michael, I know what you do. You know, that's what I learned this originally from you, and fortunately I had such a great foundation, got to take this to great levels, which I am indebted to you for life because I appreciate that. But we bridge the gap to show the people how chiropractic can allow that to happen. And it's neat. Unfortunately, we have to show the chiropractor at times too, as you know, right?
Yeah.
That's a possibility. And when everybody grasps that, we're just in a time right now in society that there's this energetically change going on. And people are saying, hey, I know that there's a vitalism inside me, that there's this life force that if it's doing what's supposed to be, I can be the best I can be. Stuff that we used to study 10 years ago is becoming common knowledge when we used to talk about, like, the movie The Secret or something like that. You know, people know what that stuff is now, the law of attraction and those things. And they're understanding that there's a metaphysical or subconscious side of things that really has an effect. And man, we could have a whole nother, I mean, we'd be up for 48 hours talking about how you can change the body. You know what I mean?
Right.
With just thought. I mean, we'd be talking epigenetics and all these things. We'd be the different things that can take place just by changing the physiology of the body. Chiropractic is a staple for that, and that's what's exciting. And it's right there. I'm gonna say we'll see that tipping point in our lifetime.
That will be an exciting time. An exciting time indeed, because what we offer is open-ended. I mean, you know, when we're offering somebody the opportunity for optimal health care, well, what is their optimum? What is the other person's optimum? How healthy do you want to become? You know, 99 cents out of every health dollar in this country is spent on disease. But how much is spent at the opposite end? How much is, what's peak potential? What's, you know, Maslow started a whole new theory in psychology when he started talking about what is a healthy psychology? What's a healthy person? And he started a whole new field in psychology. And now we're getting down to big pharma, the medical companies looking at how do we monetize this. You know, the big thing is give money for genetics and genetic research, and everything is genetics. And oh, this study and says that you should have both your breasts cut off because you have an 80% chance of getting cancer. And the fact of the matter is, that's not automatic. You don't automatically get cancer. Doesn't matter what the statistics are. You raise your thiol levels enough, your body's DNA is going to be corrected. Now, does that mean chiropractic care corrects those things? Absolutely not. It means that person's ability to optimize their health is maximized under what these new ways of chiropractic have to look at. And we need to recognize that in our profession, we can adjust physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, spiritual goals. We can address and affect those as we correct a vertebral subluxation, because we're optimizing the body's nervous system. Your message is so important for people to know and to hear. So where can people reach you? We didn't mention anything about where your website is, a little bit about New Renaissance, and when we come back, we've got to go to a break pretty soon. When we come back, I want to talk about your company and the New Renaissance and how people can reach you, but give us a website right now where people can go to.
Yeah, they can go to www.coachingforchiropractors.com, and the 800 number is 800-525-3879. Just you can go there and hit around on our webpage. We have a lot of stuff on there from our world project, Love Has No Color. We'll talk about that more after the break, and we'll give you kind of a runabout about Dr. Pallas, my business partner in that, and our vision together, what we're bringing to the world.
I think that's wonderful, because we're not just talking about what you're doing. You're actually doing it, and you are changing the world. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so happy and proud that you're on the show today. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. This is Speaking of Health. We'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas, remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Every day we face struggles and issues concerning addiction, whether it's ourselves, family members, friends, or other loved ones. On Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment, Dr. Joe Terhar helps us all better understand the causes and approaches to addressing addiction with the knowledge that no single approach is 100% effective. From guest experts, families, and addicts, you'll hear about what is and is not working in overcoming addiction. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, Dr. Michael Cudlis here, and we've got a great guest on today. And I don't know if you've noticed the energy of this show, but it's a little bit higher because we're talking about optimal performance, optimal health, chiropractic care, the way we can exist in an optimal world with our optimal health being the very best we can. You don't hear too much of that anymore out in the world, and that's a shame because we weren't sent here to be sick and to suffer. We were sent here to become the best we can. Chiropractic offers you that opportunity. So tell us, Dr. Plentz, a little bit about Renaissance International. It's not Renaissance International, is it?
Yeah, well, it's the New Renaissance International.
The New Renaissance International. Okay, yeah, so give us some information about that.
Well, one of the things, my business partner, Dr. Kevin Pallas, and myself, when we met Dr. Joel Felicia, we didn't know each other yet, and we were having the same experience. His clinic is in Boston, and mine is in Brooklyn, Michigan, and we're having a similar experience of our practice growth. And we really realized the importance of if we could do this and reach new levels, that we could affect other chiropractors in so that the sphere of influence that they had in their town would grow. And if we overlapped that from town to town and there was more bright light bulbs being in those towns, not only would that town be brighter, that state be brighter, but the United States would be brighter than the world, right? And that's what we live by, is chiropractic today for a better world tomorrow, healthier people equals a healthier planet. And so we really make sure in our profession that things are represented as best as they possibly can be. And one of the things we wanted to do was to take a look at not only taking care of the people in the United States and in other countries properly where these doctors resided, but to make sure that we were in third world countries or third world conditions, even in our own United States, we wanted to make sure that those people had the opportunity for health also. And so the message is the same because, if you have a brain and nervous system, you deserve to be optimal, right? And that's the key. And a lot of the colleges were sending people out of the country to clinic abroad, and I applaud those programs. But there's enough individuals that need our help here in the United States. And it was kind of like what Mother Teresa said, your Calcutta is right in your backyard. Don't worry about coming out here. Take care of the people in your backyard. And it was crazy. We were looking at what we wanted to do of spreading the word, of course, individually in our communities, but then broaden it out to other individuals. And we found out that people around ghetto areas, around metropolitan areas, have a tendency to have a quite lower health level. And it's not any news that that's true, because it's just their living conditions and their stress and those types of things, and also their availability of health care can be limited. And then my business partner, Dr. Pallas, seen a bumper sticker, and it said, Native Pride, we are still here. And it talked about the Native Americans, and we went ahead, and I didn't know much about Native Americans at all, but we started studying them. We found out that their health care was third world conditions or even lower. So we decided to start there because we figured the colleges were taking care of people, a clinic abroad. We said, let's do a clinic in broad as well as people working in our communities, right? And do
yeah.
And it was interesting to see when we went and approached the, it was, I always say this wrong, so Dr. Powell's probably yelled at me about this, was the Native American College Foundation. And they're the head people in Denver that kind of watch all the reservations and the treaties and stuff. And when it comes to health and wellness, and we went there, we have no idea what about Native Americans that well at the time. And we're talking to this guy, and we're just like, hey, we want to take a Native American from the reservation, put them through chiropractic college with a scholarship, have them come back, take care of your people, build a clinic for you there so that you can see that just taking chiropractic and allowing them to express themselves, all these other things are going to happen. And this guy, and it's a long story I won't go into, but we were putting our foot in our mouth many a times, right? But the gentleman, and he was a stoic chief, and the gentleman goes, you know what? You two are the most ignorant gentlemen about Native Americans. But he goes, I can feel your passion. And he goes, I'm going to send you to a reservation in Wolf Point, Montana, and you're going to go there, and they have the most aggressive health and wellness team right now, and we want to put you in with these guys, and it's Fort Peck Indian Reservation. We've been there 8 years now, and what's interesting, we've done a lot of things there over the 8 years, and one of them is we finally have the clinic there, and we're working on getting a permanent doctor there and getting a candidate from the reservation to get through chiropractic college to come back. But in the meantime, we're going to be sending doctors out there, kind of work as a mission trip. And we had it open for a period of time, and the results were astounding already. I mean, from they have a high suicide rate to meth use to the, and we already seen these things drop, and diabetics, their symptoms really turning around, and they're the most researched people because there's a lot of medical influence in those things due to the treaties and that type of stuff that we have in there. And I don't know all that those politics, but as much as I've been told. Here was the neatest thing, though. I'm just going to say this. You can tell me all the politics and everything. I'm a pretty practical dude. And when we went there, I could say this. The teenagers hated us. They did not want our charity. They said, you know, you guys are coming here looking down on us. And you know, it wasn't that way at all. As a matter of fact, we wouldn't even let our group, we do a thing called Christmas on the Reservation, where we've taken over 90,000 gifts out there. And we wouldn't even have them pass out to the high schoolers because it got kind of dicey. But because we were there and they understood chiropractic and we did what we said we were coming back every year and we were there every year. This last year was our 8th year there. Now you gotta remember, that means the 8-year-olds are now 16. The 12-year-olds are now 20. The 10-year-olds are 18. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they got to experience not only about what chiropractic is, they got to get adjusted, but they got to experience chiropractors who have a passion for life and health. And it was cool. It was the first year that we could go into the high school level, because when they get in that high school at freshman year, they get an angst to them because it's tough. It's a lot of stress living on the reservation with the drug use, and their life expectancy is low, and there's gangs. And these kids were just dynamic. They came in and they brought the younger kids in and said, hey, I still have my first gift from 8 years ago that these guys gave us, and they'll be back here every year, and the chiropractors are cool, and the kids are like, I want to be a chiropractor just like these guys so I can come back and help my people. And I get teary-eyed talking about it because it's true paradigm change.
Yeah, I mean, in one generation.
I got to live it. It was just so incredible to see, and it was the coolest part was the kids who graduated coming back knowing that we were there to help us pass out the gifts to the kids.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting. We have about 3 minutes left to go. So why don't you take two of those and tell us what you'd like us to know?
Well, here's one thing. You can get involved in the Love Has No Color Project, the Indian Reservation Project, in many different ways. Go to our webpage at www.coachingforchiropractors.com or call our 800 number at 800-525-3879. Our girls there, Nicole and Becca, they'll take care of you real good, and Dr. Palace and Dr. Julie are there too. I'm at my central headquarters in Michigan. You can call me direct here at 517-592-8208, and I'll be glad to answer any questions individually if you have that. Or you can get a hold of me via email at eplentz@comcast.net. eplentz@comcast.net, and that's P-L-E-N-T-Z at comcast.net. And I'll be glad to answer any questions you have and show you can get involved. I just want to say, Dr. Mike, I'm proud of, so proud of you, and I agree. We're lifelong friends. I just want to thank you so much for all the time you've put into me and allowed me. I wouldn't be a tenth of the chiropractor I am without your influence. I just appreciate that. But thank you so much for this opportunity today. What a great way to start off Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. And you're certainly welcome, because one thing I know that a true teacher wants is he always wants his student to excel beyond what he's done. And you certainly are a fine example of that, as far as I can see. So thank you so much, Dr. Plentz. I appreciate having you on the show. And with everything that's happening and with what you're doing, we're going to have you come back. And if you promise to do that, it's going to be good.
I'll be glad to anytime.
Great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got 1 minute left in the show. It seems like just a few seconds ago I was introducing Dr. Plentz, but time flies when you're having fun. And so keep in mind, drive safe this Memorial weekend, have fun, and remember the 9 magic words that can change your life every time you use them. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. This is Speaking of Health. And we'll see you next week.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.